people still persecuted for simply what they believe? Breaking news on the global crisis of people persecuted for their faith, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. It is one of the things that we are choosing to focus on much more directly than we ever have in the past. And as far as I know, it's the only thing in any form of talk radio that is doing anything like it anywhere. So we are glad to be able to talk to you about a very tough subject. And again, I am very thankful to have the wonderful services of Joel Vanderspeck and John Eibner and others that have been able to join us to discuss these things. Joel is the U.S. Operations Director for an organization called Christian Solidarity International, and they are on the ground, but they are also in government capitals fighting this fight on two different fronts, and quite effective in terms of their efforts. Joel rejoins us today. Joel, thanks for being here. There's three areas that I want to get your thoughts on as the plight of persecuted people continues to occur. One is in the area of India. What is happening to Christians there?
Well, Kevin, in India right now, there is an increase in national Hindu nationalism, which is very, very much focused on cleansing India of Christianity. And as you well know, there's tens of millions of Christians. There's over 60 million Christians right across India. And so they're under increased pressure by these Hindu nationalists to either revert back to Hinduism or be killed. And so we're receiving reports on the ground in India, and CSI is working on the ground there as well, providing legal help for Christians that are being persecuted. And India right now is actually going through elections. They started today, and it's the world's largest democratic election. So tens of millions of people are going to the polls. And so we can pray that God would intervene in this situation and help the Christian community there, because the type of persecution is really bad. I mean, the Christian community they're complaining that the churches are being broken into during the middle of services. They're being harassed. Christians are being beaten. We have instances of police that are going to Christians' homes and trying to revert them back to Christianity, and it's awful.
Yeah. Let's go to a place that's a little more familiar to the discussion of persecution, and that is what the Chinese government is doing to house churches. What's happening in China?
Well, there's been a broad crackdown on underground churches right across the country of China, and what's happened is that the Chinese government has issued a new amendment, so-called Religious Affairs Regulation, that has given the lower-level officials across the country more power to act against churches and impose tougher penalties for unauthorized religious gatherings. So China has allowed this so-called three-self church, which is government-run and only propagates government ideology. So the majority of Christians across the country are attending underground churches. So that means these new regulations have resulted in Christians being harassed, persecuted. There's been cases of Christians just disappearing, vanishing. They don't know where they are. They presume they've been abducted by the authorities. There was this instance of 44 worshipers in a house church in southwestern China being arrested just recently. And the pastor's been arrested. He's not yet been released. There's been others that have been detained for 8 to 10 hours at a time. They come out of the detention with brutal beatings and bruisings all over their bodies. And Christians are being threatened in many different levels. They're being fired from their jobs. They're being evicted from their homes. They're being threatened on the streets. They're not allowed to travel to other parts of China. The list goes on, Kevin. So there really is a tremendous persecution against Christians right across the country. And they said basically no Christian has escaped some level of suffering in this new wave of persecution in China.
Wow. Last place we want to look at this time, Joel, is a place that you're more familiar with and you've been to and we've talked about a little bit more on the air, and that is what's going on in Nigeria. We actually had a Nigerian pastor in our studios in New York day before yesterday who was there meeting someone else. But I asked him real quickly about the circumstances with the Fulani herdsmen and what's going on the Central Plateau. And he said, Kevin, it is unbelievable. It's worse than it's ever been. You have an update on a couple of specific attacks.
Yes, we do, Kevin. And these, unfortunately, are occurring on a daily basis. I'm receiving these reports. And so a report about two villages in north central Nigeria that have been attacked. This started after the Fulani militants, is a jihadist group that the world really doesn't know about. They know about Boko Haram. But the Fulani are really the ones that are doing the worst amount of killing and persecution of Christians in Nigeria. So the Fulani first raped and killed a 19-year-old Christian woman by the name of Joy. She was traveling back from a Christian celebration with her two younger siblings. They were returning home late at night from this community feast. And she was killed, and her two siblings, 16 and 14 years old respectively, were attacked with machetes and also have gunshot wounds from the type of AK-47s that the Fulani are using to assault Christians.
The pastor that I was speaking with said that I guess Boko Haram is active in the far northeast as well, but he said the Fulani situation is much worse because it is so politically connected, which you were telling us months ago. But because the president is a Fulani herdsman, there's this kind of double standard that they let them operate with.
Correct. There is a conspiracy with the government. There's collusion with the government, no doubt. The Fulani come 300 to 400 at a time into these small Christian villages having assault weapons. Where did they get them from? These are cattle herders. They have no access to weaponry unless the government provides it to them. And so Buhari, the president of Nigeria, has been seen as the chief of the Fulani. And the Fulani had an Islamic caliphate in the 19th century through that whole region. They want it back. Christians are on the agenda, slated to be killed and murdered under these jihadist raids, and Buhari is doing nothing about it. So it really needs to be brought to the world's attention. Christians across the globe here in the United States need to pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ in Nigeria, because daily attacks with AK-47 and machete decapitations of small children, the list goes on. It's the most horrific persecution that one can imagine that's taking place today.
Yeah. Well, Joel, thanks for updating us. Very serious, sobering reminders, friends, that our brothers and sisters do not enjoy the freedoms that we do, and they need our help. Christian Solidarity is an organization that is actually on the ground fighting for them every single day. And then again, also petitioning the halls of government to try to change policies. If you would like more information about how you could be a part of what CSI is doing globally, 888-342-1010 is the number, and you can give a gift of any size that helps them fight these fights in every region of the world where persecution of Christians is going down. It's Calvin McCullough Radio. Stay with us.